Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today, man?
Gotta love a good Did You Know Show, a good day, a good Wednesday. And I'm actually kind of excited because, you know, on Friday I get to roll out and head back to Louisiana.
That's awesome.
Spend some time, take a little vacay. A short one, but I'm going to go enjoy a good new year.
Definitely deserve to enjoy. I got to go back home to Indiana and Kentucky for Christmas. So excited that you get to do the same for New Year's. But we've got some fun things go until then. We got a couple more Did You Know Show episodes, including one right now.
So this one's, I never would have guessed, I'll be completely honest. I guess it makes a little sense. I don't know. I'm just going to read it to you, and you can think of it of yourself. Did you know Chinese takeout containers were invented in America?
I did not know that, but I guess, you know, we Americanize everything. They're nice little containers, you know. You can pack all your rice and your meat, your veggies, whatever you got in there. You got usually a little handle to carry it.
And every time you see them, though, like, it's always Chinese food. You don't see it with anything else.
Right. Everything else, you have more of the boxes, and that's more of like a bucket.
But for whatever reason, it's actually not Chinese, so every time you see that and you know you reference it to Chinese food, it is an American-made product. So in the U.S., plenty of Chinese restaurants feature produce that doesn't grow in China, obviously, such as broccoli. That's not actual Chinese food that they have over there. But not only is that the only thing that's American, it is also their food packaging, like I just said.
Yeah.
While plastic containers are utilized to hold delivery and takeout dishes in China, diners in the U.S. prefer a folded six-sided box with a slim wire handle that we all kind of know. It was actually a Chicago inventor. His name was Frederick Weeks Wilcox. He patented the paper pail, is what they named it, in November 13th of 1894.
Dang, so it's been around a while.
Yep, he actually borrowed it from a Japanese origami type of folding thing. Wilcox elected to make each pail from a single piece of paper. This decision eventually proved critical in the transportation of Chinese cuisine, lessening the likelihood of leaks and allowing steam from the hot foods to actually escape through the top folds. During the 1970s, a graphic designer at Bloomer Brothers' successor, his name was Reginald Paper, embellished the boxes to include a propaganda type of word thing that was, it said thank you, basically. Not sure why that was super, super important. It said thank you and enjoy in all red, which is also a color that represents luck in China.
Yes.
And so that's kind of how it came to be, which he actually assembled 300 million cartons per year. It was one of the top producer takeout containers in the U.S. From that. And so, yeah, obviously, over in China, they just used plastic, like Tupperware.
Yeah.
But over here, we have our own Chinese takeout.
Well, it's a nice, convenient little carrier for sure. Yeah. So, can't complain about that one, but did not know that at all.
Yeah,
because,
crazy.
Like you said, it's pretty much exclusively used on Chinese food.
Right, so. Everything, you know, I've always just associated with China, being like, you know what, that must be how they do it in China.
Right.
And so we package it the same way to keep the authenticity. That is incorrect.
Yeah, definitely not. Good one there, Noah. Okay, my did you know today. Did you know that there is not a single bridge across the Amazon River?
Not one. That's one of, like, the longest rivers.
Exactly. It's crazy. So despite being at least 4,000 miles long, not a single bridge crosses the Amazon River. And it's pretty wild, but it's mainly because it's extremely difficult. It would be extremely unfeasible, really, because the Amazon has both a dry season and a rainy season.
Right.
During the rainy season, it causes waters to rise 30 feet, causing 3-mile-wide crossings to grow by up to 10 times that amount. So if it's a 3-mile-wide crossing in a dry season, it can be up to a 30-mile-wide crossing. And
that's crazy. So if they would build a bridge, it would have to be a super tall bridge.
Yeah, and long.
As well
because,
as extremely long for those wet seasons.
And because of how wet it is, since it's completely, the Amazon River is completely encompassed in the rainforest, there's so many erosion and things like that, that the bank and the soil, there's not enough consistency really in the soil to be able to build a bridge because of the climate.
I guess that makes that. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
And really, there's not a huge need because there's few roads on either side of the Amazon River that need to be connected. Because it's built in such a dense rainforest, it's not really much populated area.
That's true. Just like tribes connected. And right. stuff kind of over there.
Like, for example, the Nile River, you know, another one of the largest and mm-hmm. biggest rivers in the world that's in Africa, that has 9 bridge crossings in Cairo alone just because it runs right through one of the biggest cities in Egypt. But where the Amazon is more in secluded areas, not really needed. So interesting, but I definitely didn't know that. But for now, it's just boats and ferries that are the ways if you want to try to cross from one side of the Amazon to the other. That's what you got to do.
That just kind of reminds me of the show, the Jumanji. No, Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
The old Jungle Cruise. Yeah. I guess I don't remember if that's the Amazon. I think that's the Amazon.
I think so. Yeah. Down.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I guess that's cool. That's why people, if you want to go travel over there, it's not like you can go across bridges and take cars. You're always taking
exactly.
boats.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. A couple more facts about the Amazon. It passes through 4 different countries: Brazil, Colombia, Peru, and Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And the maximum depth in feet is 330 feet deep.
Oh, really? So the river gets pretty deep, too.
Yeah, definitely does. So that is our Did You Know show today, talking about the Amazon River. No bridges at all in the Amazon River, which is pretty remarkable.
Absolutely.
And also talking about some Chinese food packaging.
It's not so Chinese.
Yeah, not Chinese at all, actually. American food packaging that goes for our Chinese food. But a cool backstory there. And that's our Did You Know show. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another fun episode.